USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The House has passed a resolution to keep the federal government open one more week and giving lawmakers a chance to negotiate a deal on a spending bill before Friday's deadline. The temporary funding bill now goes to the Senate, which is expected to pass it and send it along to President Trump. 17 states have backed a lawsuit from the state of Texas asking the Supreme Court to overturn the results of the presidential election in four states. The suit argues that changes to absentee voting in Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin were done unlawfully. The president has also asked the court to let him become a plaintiff on that suit. 16 states signed on to a brief filed Wednesday by the state of Missouri. The suit is also asking for the date for Electoral College voting to be pushed back. The court has given those four states until Thursday afternoon to file a response. This is USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you've heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat, you can wash them and dry them, they maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings deep discounts on all the MyPillow products, but only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA Radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
A California judge is pushing back against Los Angeles County's ban on outdoor dining. Lance Pry has more from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Los Angeles Superior Court Judge James Chalfant is helping shuttered restaurant owners with his ruling Tuesday. The judge ruled Los Angeles County health officials acted arbitrarily and without a proper risk-benefit analysis when they banned outdoor dining as a China virus control measure. When he asked LA County health officials for science behind their lockdown order, they had no science or studies. The decision won't immediately restore in-person dining. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Meanwhile, Indiana is the latest state to enact new coronavirus restrictions in the face of a surge of new cases. Governor Eric Holcomb announced Wednesday that he's ordering hospitals to suspend non-emergency inpatient elective procedures for the next 3 weeks, as well as setting new limits for social gatherings. The state added nearly 6,000 new cases on Wednesday, and the governor says the new orders are to help ease the burden on the state's overwhelmed hospitals. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Tesla's CEO Elon Musk says he's relocated to the Lone Star State. Musk revealing his move from California to Texas during the Wall Street Journal's CEO Council annual summit on Tuesday.
For myself, yes, I have moved to Texas. We've got the Starship development here in South Texas, where I am right now. There's a lot of things that are really great about California. Obviously, it's the biggest economy in the country, most number of people. But I do think that if a team has been winning for too long, they do tend to get a little complacent, a little entitled, and then they don't win the championship anymore. So California has been winning for a long time, and I think they're taking it for granted a little bit.
Tesla is still headquartered in California, as is SpaceX, his aerospace firm, but Musk has other business interests in Texas that he cited as factors in his decision. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says officials will soon have enough data to determine how many schools will have in-person classes 5 days a week.
If they don't show up in school this week, then we're going to reach out to the family and say, we're going to put you into all remote unless you have something to tell us that would change that. We're going to assign your child to all remote.
Students in K through 5, pre-K, and 3K all returned to the classroom this week after de Blasio closed them shortly before Thanksgiving. More news can be found online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.